Good morning, everyone. Nice morning. First day of August, and it is good to see everyone back to church and coming to church to worship the Lord. Let us bow our heads for prayer before we start this morning's sermon. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you that we gather as a body of community of believers coming to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And above all, we pray, O Lord, that you will continue to bless your church, bless the leadership of the church, and above all, we pray, O Lord, that you continue to help us as a church to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Help us and encourage us this morning through the reading and studying of your word. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Most pastors like to preach on the success and of the church, or how, you know, using success to encourage the congregation members. But this morning I have chosen the opposite of success, how to face failure, because we can learn so much in life if we learn how we can overcome failures in our life. As we all know, failure is life's greatest denominator. And that is a big statement to make. All persons fail one or more times in the ventures of everyday life. Some people fail to keep promises they have made to themselves. Others fail to keep promises they have made to God. Many years ago, when I was a young man, growing up and staying in Singapore, and our church in Singapore each year have a welcoming service. First, they would have dinner on the New Year's Eve, which is the 31st of December, to welcome the New Year. The next morning, and at that service, I remember the preacher would tell us that we can make promises to ourselves and to God. And each year, they would ask the congregation members how well they have succeed in their promise to themselves and to God. And I'm sure many of our members fail both to themselves and fail their promises to God the year before. A number of people fail family, friends, and loved ones. But failure is no respecter of persons. Babies learning to walk fail. Not so long ago, I remember seeing Noah trying to learn to walk, and he had to fail, fall down many times. Before learning the art of walking and the skill of walking. And I'm looking forward to our granddaughter, Isabel. She's crawling and starting to stand up. And if you hold by her hand, she can walk a little bit. But invariably, it's not very strong yet. She will have to fail many times falling down before she learns the art and skill of walking. Elderly persons, they work all their life, pay their taxes, rear their families, and upon retirement, face pension from their super fund, or they will apply to obtain social security from the government. But you know, whether it is pension fund or social security fund, the funds are slowly eaten up by inflation and by general increase in prices. Their savings is dwindling. Not fail, because otherwise they won't have anything to eat. But they will slowly lose that power with the amount of money they receive. All persons experience failures. People in our Australian society fail in marriage and in rearing their children. We know in our society and community, many children have single parents who rear up families and look after their children. Students fail in their exams. Businessmen and women fail to make adequate profits, and their startup companies often go under. Because they fail to make adequate profits to cover costs. So failure is a universal companion in the world we live. Nations fail to win wars. Politicians fail to win elections. Saints sometimes fail to win each moral struggle. And sinners seldom win as big spiritual victory. So, dearly beloved, how do people face their failures in life? Some people take the cheap option. They fail, so they blame others for their failures. A few people who fail, and they will carry the burden of guilt and punish themselves for the rest of their life. And those people too, sometimes they fail and do, what did they do? Especially they blame God. They blame the church because of their failures. There are those who face the possibility of continuous failure by exercising unfair and dishonest methods to cover up their failures in life. So, the moral of this question, how do we as Christians face failure in our modern life? Our text this morning, we have read earlier, and that answers this question. John chapter 21 verse 3 says, "I'm going out to fish, Simon," Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. This verse describes those who went out on the boat that night. Those people on the boat were disciples of Jesus, and they failed. Even though some of them are professional fishermen before in their life, before they gave up as fishermen to follow Jesus. But verses 4 to 6 have an important lesson for us, especially for you and for me this morning. It is an important message for those who fail. Listen to the message. Early in the morning, verse 4, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. Why? Because Jesus, not so many days ago, he was crucified, died on the cross, put in a tomb later after he died. But on the third day, he resurrected again. And he stood on the shore while his disciples were fishing all night, and they failed. And this is why, when he stood not far from them on the shore, the disciples were not sure that it was Jesus who spoke to them. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" He asked them, "Have you caught any fish?"
And they on the boat say, no. They answered. And Jesus said to them, throw your nets on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the nets in because of the large number of fish. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us study and examine these verses 4 to 6, the message Jesus has for those who have failed, including his disciples that night. Even though some, as I said, were professional fishermen before, they were very skillful in catching fish. But that night, they caught nothing. So I have 3 points I'd like to make this morning. First, no failure is final until we quit. First, no failure is final until we quit. As the text tells us, the disciples had been fishing the whole night. But they failed. They caught nothing. Yet, early in the morning, they obey the voice that sounded like Jesus stood on the shore. They could have said, no, we have given up, we quit. Because they will use their own experience and instinct as former fishermen. But this time, the man that stood on the shore, which they were not sure that it was their master, their rabbi, their teacher, their Lord Jesus. And he asked them to throw the net to the right side of the boat because some of them must have thought, I have been trying to catch fish the whole night. What's the difference? Perhaps we have been casting the nets to the left side of the boat, only a boat's width. What's the difference of now casting the net to the right side of the boat? But the important thing is, they obey the advice. And of course, we know that they caught so much. In fact, further down, in verse 11 of the same chapter, they caught 153 large fish. I want to give you some examples of some people, how they failed in their life many times, and in the end, how they succeeded. A young man of 22 years of age. He joined with another friend into business. I suppose that's always when you are young, energetic, full of ideas, and wanting to make money, you go into business. But unfortunately, that young man's partner, business partner, was a drunkard. And he destroyed the business. So this young man, at the age of 22, he began to pay the debt that he owed from his failed business. Some 17 years later, when this young man is in the middle age, by the age of 39 years old, he paid off all his debts from the failed business. Unfortunately, a turn of events in his life, the woman that he truly loved also died. What a tragedy. So at the age of 40, this young man now, a middle-aged man, he ran for political office in the United States, and he won political office. But 2 years later, he was kicked out of office, voted out again. You know, politicians never know how long they could survive. But he persisted in his political life. And 12 years later, this young man, or middle-aged man now, at the age of 52, he became the president of the United States of America. When I mention his name, all of you would know who he was. His name was Abraham Lincoln, the president who helped to forge into a nation of America between the northern states and the southern states. And one of his greatest legacy while he was president was the abolishment of slavery in America. But we all know from history the American South particularly, never gave up discriminating. The American blacks, until in the late 50s and early 60s, when I was a young man in Singapore, the Freedom Riders, led by Dr. Martin Luther King, they fought for civil rights of equality between blacks and whites in America. And that is why America today had a second term of presidency. President Obama, the black American, became the president of America. Another was a man who fell in Boston as a Latin teacher, learning that Jesus had a message for those who fail. He became the author of the Christmas Carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. He served as the famous Trinity Church of Boston as their pastor for many years. His name was Phillips Brooks. So, dear friends, no failure is final until we quit. So my message to you this morning, keep trying. Secondly, failure haunts all of us. It dogs our tracks. But please remember that success is closer than we think. For Jesus' disciples, success was only a boat's whip away. Jesus asked them to throw their net onto the right side of the boat. So, dearly beloved, we may be closer to success than we think. A great inventor, Thomas Edison, after many experiment failures, gave us the electric light globe. All these light globes that we have when we turn on the switch was invented by Thomas Edison. But you know, he failed many, many times in his experiment before we can switch on the switch in the house or in the church, and the light will come on straight away. He experimented 81 times in his experiment, and he failed. He only found success in his experiment on the 82 times. A friend of Edison asked him if he became discouraged, disappointed after failing 81 times. Carefully listen to his answer. He answered his friend, "I always believe success will come on my next try." Isn't that wonderful? To have a person who have the tenacity to keep trying. How many of you will persist after you have failed 81 times? Would you continue? Or would you just give up? That is the challenge. Don't let failures haunt us all. We need to have the spirit like Thomas Edison. "I always believe success will come on my next try." Third, how should Christians face failure? Christians need to face failure by remember, first, no failure is no failure is final until we quit. Earlier, the first point that I made. Failure only succeeds when we quit. Secondly, success is much closer than we realize. Just like Thomas Edison. Thirdly, failure may be necessary to sensitize us to the will of God. You know, sometimes as Christians, God allowed us to fail so that we can be sensitized to the will of God. In John chapter 21, verse 3, "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." By themselves, they thought they were adequate as fishermen. Their own skill, their own experience, their own knowledge. Because some, as I said earlier, they were professional fishermen. And for them, they have been training all their lives in fishing. They seemed so adequate as they started out on a fishing trip that night. But they failed. By using their own professional skill by using their own professional experience. They fail to catch any fish that night. By early in the morning, they were ready to accept Jesus' offer to help them. They listened to his advice by casting their net to the right side of the boat. They are sensitive to the will of God. Failure drives us to faith in God. Sometimes it is through failure we can learn to be humble, and we need God's help. In order for us to enjoy success. So that is the great lesson that we can learn. Dear brothers and sisters, in life, failure is very common. But how to find and overcome failure? That is the lesson that we can learn from our Lord Jesus. After his resurrection, he stood on the shore. I'm sure some of the disciples were not sure the man that stood on the shore was their master and their Lord. And yet they listened to his advice. Cast the net to the right side of the boat. And they hauled in a lot of fish. So that is the lesson, dear brothers and sisters, this morning. Failure only succeed when we quit. Be tenacious like Thomas Edison. Keep trying, knowing that success is around the corner only. Even though he failed 81 times. But he did not know that. He could have quit long time ago. But finally, sometimes failure led us to be humble, to seek the will of God in order for us to succeed in life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that in our life we face many challenges, many failures often. Sometimes we quit because we haven't got the patience. We haven't got the stamina. Help us, O Lord, not to quit, but to persist and learn to be tenacious like Thomas Edison. And above all, help us, O Lord, as Christians, we seek God's help. Help us to be humble before the Lord and seek his wisdom. and seek His will so that we can be successful in our ventures or in our endeavors in our everyday life. Thank you for teaching us this important lesson this morning. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. And we want to honor you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen.